He said, this is the first time that me and my mom listened to the same CD at the same time. I said, for real? He said, yeah. Anytime I put on a CD, I get, she like, cut that off. I don't want to hear that. That ain't music. And I put this CD on. I said, Mom, listen to this. Now she won't let me turn it off.
You could say the revelations are bridging the gap between generations or genres. But their sound is really a showcase of what's held in common. A love of music with heart and plenty of soul. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Put on the searing 7-song EP from The Revelations, and it's clear that Southern Soul is alive and well in Brooklyn. And there's more good news, as the band is all set to release its full-length debut, The Bleeding Edge. Sometimes a 6-piece, and sometimes bringing the triple threat horns along, The Revelations also feature a double shot of voices. One in hip-hop and R&B veteran Rel, and the other in the silky, room-filling power of Trey Williams. It's far from a retro rehash when these guys get going, but the sounds definitely channel the passion and energy of soul greats past. And Trey and Rel talked with FUV's Claudia Marshall about looking back on the genre and their hip-hop roots to find the revelation spot in the spectrum.
I think that soul music began to follow into the fad of whatever was it. Soul music got changed with too many genres. You know, it went from soul music to R&B into neo soul, and at the end of the day it got lost somewhere in that, because at one point in time Otis Redding was never quote unquote a soul artist. He was just an artist. He was just one of the biggest artists in the world. And as the genre start changing and people trying to find a way to fit themselves in, and I'm not really a soul singer, but I'm not really a neo artist, and okay, I'll be neo soul. But at the end of the day, I think soul and people like Anthony Hamilton and people of that nature kept it going. And so we have to really think, you know, the Brian McKnights and the people like that that really kept soul music going.
You know the places you're walking and the faces you're talking. Make sure you treasure a couple less and stay away from irresistible woman. Yeah, I'm here to remind you so you know that you're only jumping.
Guys, Trey and Rel, you guys do come from a hip-hop background. Do you feel like you're going to be able to bring the hip-hop audience to more of a soul sound?
I mean, I could argue that, you know, both sides. Yes, I do feel like we can bring them. And then, you know, me and Trey both, we put work in that genre. So, you know, it's not a concern of mine, I would say, at this point. You know, I'm really just looking forward to seeing what, you know, adult contemporary and these other giants are about, and the love we've experienced as a live band as opposed to two artists on stage, you know, pumping CDs. It's just been different. It's been a blessing. It's been an attribute to, you know, our growing careers. And truth be told, a lot of my, you know, hip hop friends or artists, you know, what have you, on their off time, all they listening to is old school R&B. You know? And I tell them, like, ironically, a lot of times when I'm off and not doing R&B, what I'm listening to is old school hip-hop.
Yeah, listen, we should be walking together, yeah. We should be talking together, yeah, yeah. Even when it got the worst, I gave everything I had. That's why when I look back, makes me so mad, cause it ain't fair.
It ain't fair.
Say it ain't fair.
It ain't fair.
Say it ain't fair.
It ain't fair.
No, it ain't fair. No. What happened to us? Oh, said we used to be so wrapped up in love. I don't wanna give but I don't think it's getting better.
The Revelations, featuring Trey Williams and a live version of a new tune called Graceful Bow. Thanks to producer Sarah Wardrop. And to hear more exclusive sessions from FUV Studio A, head to WFUV.org.